第一章
Hebrews 11
第一到第三都第六节
First, second, three, and six
一二三 信就是所望之事的实体，所未见之事的切记。古人在这信上的美好的证据，从因着信就到初次界，借上帝的话造成。这样所看见的，并不是从自然之物造出来。第六节，人有信就不能得上帝的喜悦，因为到上帝面前来的人必须信有上帝，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
我们眼神到了，乃是把人照在能见界与困境神交界的地区。Because
God created man between the invisible and the visible.
我们有看得见的身体一部分。
We have the visible body.
我们有看不见的灵魂那一部分。
We have the invisible soul.
人的生活只不单单靠着看得见的身体，这是供应就可以满足了。
Is it true that as a man shall we only satisfy what is visible?
微弱可以产生很大的力量，但绝不能持久满足人心灵的需要。
Yes, material can give you something, but it cannot.
圣经告诉我们，人活不是单单靠食物，乃是靠上帝口里所出的话语。And
the Bible says that men live shall not by bread alone, but by the word of God.
所以，我们那看不见的世界，向我们发生关系。But
how can we relate to the invisible?
那借着信心，我们才能发生关系。And
it's because faith we can have the touch.
信心是什么呢
？What is faith?
信心是不是祈求呢
？Is it faith that just to receive?
信心是不是受一个洗呢
？Is it just to have a baptism?
信心是不是在教会里面登记了你的名字，成为一个长久的会员？
Is it that because you are a member of a church?
圣经告诉我们，信就是所望之事的底。
Because the Bible says that to believe is for certain that we not see.
信是未知之事的确据。
Because the faith is a being sure of what we hope for.
我们因为信，我们知道这个世界神所造。
Because of faith, we know that God created this world.
这样所看见的是从没有看见而来的。
So what is visible is coming from what is invisible.
换句话说，信心是我们抓住了那个与神之间的关系。
So by faith, we can catch and hold and grasp for what we have with
我们在信心里面，我们有一个人生真正的头。
Because in faith, we have true standing of our
life. 所以，这第一个告诉我们，人有信就不能得上帝的喜悦。
Therefore, it's on the sixth verse thing possible to please him not
faith. 因为靠上帝面前来的,
because when you come to God, you must believe the existence of God.
并且相信他后世那些寻他的人,
and also he would earnestly bless those who seek him.
亲爱的朋友们,
dear friends,
这里我们看见信心有两大的内容,
and also there are two contents of faith.
我信什么呢?
What do you believe?
我们信上帝存在。
We believe the existence of God.
上帝面前来的人必须
When you believe for God, you must believe the existence of God. Secondly, you believe that God, who is really related to you, and he will earnestly bless those who seek him.
So to believe in the existence of God and to believe in the grace of God, both are the most important content in our faith. 信心的这两个大的内容,
for those are the two great contents of faith.
当你看到这两件事情的时候,
when you see two things,
你是不是发现了这两件事从本质上有不同的地方?
Then you can see that from the essence of you it's different.
有许多的人虽然不是基督徒，但他们内心的深处相信有上帝存在。
And a lot of people who aren't believers or Christians, but in part they know there's a God.
所以他们一种基本的信心，一种非宗教性自然而有的信心。
And they have a basic faith, and it's not related to any religion.
这种信心不一定使他成为一个宗教
This kind of faith may not make a member of a certain religious group.
这种信心也使他产生对大自然一种惊奇和敬畏的心。And
also, they have a respect to the nature and also a sort of adoration.
但是这种信心呢，乃是一种初步而是自然的信心。And
this kind of faith is a bit basic, fundamental, and the beginning of a.
这样的信心够不够呢？
Is it enough for kind of faith?
圣经告诉我们，不但信有上帝。
The Bible said not only to believe the existence of God,
而且相信上帝后世那寻求他的人,
also he rewards those who seek him earnestly.
如果一个只信神的存在,
a man only believes the existence of God,
但是他与这位存在的神发生关系,
but he has no relationship with this God.
这样他对神存在的信从对神存在的不信也都没有什么分别。
Therefore, what he believes that is this existence of God, what is, he didn't believe this existence of God, it's really this no difference.
因为那位神同他没有恩典般的关系。
Because there's no relation or grace to this man.
那么，我们怎么知道神存在呢？
How do we know God exists?
我们怎么能信神存在呢？
How do we we believe God?
是不是我们讨论了，我们做一个结论？
Is it because after the session we have a conclusion God exists?
如果神的存在是我们讨论的结论的，
if God's existence depends our conclusion of our discussion,
是不是我们思想里就讲出有一个上帝存在？
And our thinking, then we have it
as our. 如果上帝的存在是思想推理的结果，推出一位上帝的存在。
And if the existence God because of our thinking or our logic,
那么那样的神是从人的本身理性里面。
And this kind of God is really created by our own reasoning.
这种神是被造的神。
And this is a created God.
被造的神就不是神。
And created God is not God.
是在人的理性间，就是自己的能力推论出来的神，不是神。
So therefore, from your reasoning, you think there is a God, then this is not true God.
从人的讨论中间下结论的神，也不是真的神。
From your discussion, you have a conclusion there is a God. This is not a true God.
像每件事情，
On the contrary,
以神存在，所以我讨论它。
Because God exists, that's what our discussion.
神的存在是我讨论。 论神的原因，不是我讨论神的结果。
And God existed because that's why I should discuss Him, not the result.
这存在是我推理的结果的原因，而不是我推理产生的结果。
And this is why we have to think that God is not because of our thinking.
我们认识神的存在，或者不认识神的存在，根本没有影响神的存在。
Whether we believe God exists, whether we do not believe God exists, it does not matter because He exists.
因为我们有一天都站在这位存在的面前。
One day we must face Him from face to face.
问题是为什么人会讨论，会思想，会推理关于神的问题？
Why does a human being would think there is a God? They would discuss and they would think.
因为上帝把关于他存在的事已经放在人心灵深处里面。
Because the existence of God, God has already implanted in our
heart. 有这样过你是。
Therefore, we are human.
人之所以为人，因为人创造他的神，有一个很奇妙的相关系在里面。
Because man are man, because he has a true relative relationship with the Creator.
这个相对性就使我们成为有价值的活物。
This relativity is what we have agreed to exist.
我在这里所讲的相对性到底是指什么呢？
What do I mean in here with a question of relativity?
这里讲的相对性不是指相反看，彼此相对的那个相对性。
Here I'm talking about relativity. It's not on the contrary or conflict.
乃是那个存在相对应的那个相对性。
I'm talking about that we are really correspond each other.
上帝造了男，上帝造了女，男与女有一个相对性的需要。
And God created man, God created woman, that they have a relative need for each other.
上帝造了我。 里面有个胃，有创了许多我们可以吃的东西，所以我们的欲念和外界的供应有一个相对等。
God has created stomach, also ate a lot of food we can eat. Therefore, the stomach has a need for the food, and this is relative.
上帝创造了大自然，把许多的理，把许多的原因放在自然界里面，然后借着所创造的理性，使我们去把它推理出来，这也是个相对性。
And God has created the universe, many wonderful things in nature, and God has such a reason to enjoy all.
这样的，我们与神之间的相对应，乃是神造人变成一。
Therefore, God created us, so we have a relative earning for God.
这样人没有神，人的本质虚空。
So if we have no God, we exist in
empty. 但是帮我们说，如果没有神虚空的，但是要找到神的时候，我们感到困难。
We say no without God we are empty, but when we want to see God we have difficulty.
所以这个相对性也产生一个矛盾性的。
Therefore, this relative creates some kind
of conflict. 我们证明神的存在。
We prove the existence of God.
我们说明神的存在。
We talk about the existence.
我们就发现是很难的事情。
And we get very difficult.
但是你要证明神不存在。
But if we want to prove non-existence of God, non-existence. If you want to talk that there's God,
你就发现这是更困难的事情。
And this is more difficult.
这样我们在相对性里面就产生矛盾性。
Therefore, in this relativity, we create a certain kind of conflict.
这个矛盾性可能在人生中间聚集生活我们几十年的日子。
May this kind of conflict has been really torturing you for many, many years.
一直到你年老的时候，你发现这个相对性的在不是理性有资格否定。
Therefore, until you reach a very old age, then you think this relative cannot be explained by your reasoning.
或者某一种积极或者消极的人生经验推使你。 使你想这个伟大的问题。
Maybe you have a very positive attitude of life. Maybe you have a very negative attitude of life, and you would arrive at some point, but it doesn't get you.
有一种奇妙的事，像神迹，像奇妙的事放在你个人的生命里面。虽然你不能说出来，你不能证明出来，人家也不相信，但你内心的深处用积极的心说：“上帝，我感谢。”
And there are miracles or signs in your life that cannot be explained by human nature or reasoning. Then know in your depth of your heart that God, I love you.
或者在消极的方面，你遇到什么样的困难，走到走投无路的时候，你发现说我需要你呼叫上帝啊，你来。
Or passively, when you reach a very low point of a life, cannot help yourself, then you cry to God, oh God, help me.
做人说呢，痛击一夫娘，穷击夫天。
And the Chinese say, when you're extreme pain, you call your mother. When you're extreme poverty, you call help.
我看见一个50多岁快要死的人，他在那他妈妈，后来问他的太太，为什么他妈妈不来？ 他的太太对我说，五岁就没有妈妈。
And I saw a man who is 50 years old, and he was dying, and he crying out to his mother. I asked the wife of this man why he was crying for this. The wife said he lost his mother when he was 5 years old.
他年老的时候，他太痛，他就呼叫妈妈。妈，那个呼叫的本证明有妈妈存在。不过呢，这个存在已经过去。
And during his extreme misery, he would cry out, "Mother, mother!" But this is to prove there was a mother. But the mother really died 5 years.
这人第二天就离开世界了。
And this man perished.
他在医院里，我也在医院里。
He was in the hospital. I was in the hospital.
我就想起这一句话。
And I think about this word.
有许多人在人生顺利的路中间，他认为一切都不要，只有我存在就够。
And a lot of people, when everything's clear away, they say, "I don't need anybody except myself."
等到大病临终的时候，才呼叫上帝的。
And when they have a great disease or such a horrible, impossible disease, then they cry out to God, save me.
病完了以后又说站在哪里？
And after God to them, then say, where is God?
可能在我们人生的经验里面有最相似的这一类的事常发生过。
And maybe you have sort of situations or experience in your life.
现在我不在谈你的经验。
I'm not talking about your experience.
我在谈这一件事是未产生在人生命的里面。
I want to talk about why this thing happened to life.
因为神把关他的事，你的需要的已经放在人生命的里面。
Because God has given what is related to him essence of life as implanted life.
今天的圣经告诉我们，人就没有信，就不能得上帝的心。
It says that without faith, it's impossible to please God.
到上帝面前来的人必须有上帝。
Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists.
我相信上帝的在。
I believe the existence of God.
根据什么呢？
What do I derive this from?
上帝在不可见的世界里。
And God is in the invisible world.
因为他在没有看的范围里面。
Because he's in the invisible world.
我怎么能知道他存在的？
How do I know that he lives?
昨天已经提到关于信心是超眼见的。
Then yesterday we said that the faith really rely on the invisible.
如果神是在可看的范围里面，那一位神就比人所能见的范围更小。
If God can be seen in the visible world, then he is smaller in the visible world.
如果人神是我们的理性可以理解来的，那一位神是比人的理性更小。
If God can reason because our reasoning derives from reason, he is smaller than our reason.
本身之所以为神，也怕是超自然的。超眼见的也是超理性。
Because God is God, because He's supernatural, super reasoning, and He is super what we can see.
因为他是超过我们所见的 super reason, 所以呢，我们今天不是用眼见来到他的面前。
Therefore, we do not come to God but what we can see.
我们乃从那信心来看见眼所不能看见的那一个范围。
By faith, we must be invisible.
那么这位上帝，许多人相信他存在。
And a lot of people believe the existence of God.
特别是在知识分子里面，有许多的人，他们内心的深处知道神的在是不可。
And especially among the intelligent, educated people, they cannot deny the existence of God.
问题就是这位神到底是不是这个 Amy Wu 所信的那一位神？
And the question is this a God that Amy Wu believes in?
这位神到底是不是 Molly Lee 所信的那位神？
Is this God that is the Molly Lee believes
in? 严格起来，真正的无神论是没有存在。
Seriously talking about, there's no such thing as atheism.
无神论乃是也不是自欺就是欺人的那种讲。
So therefore, if you are atheist, either you deceive yourself or deceive others.
神已经把神存在的那个基本的信仰放在了每一个人的里面。
God has put that He exists into every one of us.
无论基督徒。
Whether you're Christian,
无论非基督徒。
Or non-Christian.
我们都有这种本的信心。
We have this basic belief.
神面前是一样。
For God is all the same.
我们心里深处里面知道这些事情。
The depth of your heart, you know it.
如果你说我看见了我才信，那么那些瞎眼的人永远不会信。
And only if I can see, then I believe. Then what about these blind people who cannot believe?
如果我想得通，我信。那些 IQ 比较低的人不能信。
If I can think it through, then I believe. Then what about people who have low IQ? They can never believe.
哪一个人说我是足够高的理性？
How can you say that your reasoning reached the peak?
哪一个人可以说我见的是超过一切的范围？
How can you say that what you have seen of everything?
我们相信人的存在。
We believe existence of personality.
我们相信自由的存在。
We believe freedom.
我们相信独立的价值。
We believe independence.
我们相信道德的存在。
We believe the morality.
我们需要爱，我们需要被爱。
Yes, we need to love. We need to be loved.
这些东西都不是眼见的范围。
But this is all in the invisible.
那我们今天要突破我们眼所能见的范围，进到信仰的里面。
Therefore, we must have a breakthrough for what we can see with our physical eye and go into the invisible.
我跟你说呢，这个真正的无神论没存在。
Therefore, I said there's no thing as a real
thing. 如果从那些反对基督教或者反对信仰、反对宗教的人口里面，你就发现这是一件事实。
And this is a fact from those who are against religion, who are against belief.
毛泽东两次亲口说我要去见上帝。
And Mao Zedong said twice that I'm going to see God.
美国记者证明他讲的时候不是开玩笑，是很严肃的谈。
And the reporters of America said that when he swore that he wasn't joking, he was serious.
当他年老的时候为什么会谈到这事情
？Why when he was old he would talk about?
为什么这种话从他口里面讲出来
？Why these things would come from his mouth?
如果这句话从普通的基督徒口里讲出来，这没有什么奇怪。
If it's from an ordinary Christian, it's ordinary matter.
但是一个要无神的天王统治万万人的口，这个口我要去见上帝，可定没有买票。
But he man who came to atheism and he said he was to see God. I don't think he had a picture.
苏联前任的一个这个政治家叫 Khrushchev， 这个到纽约开会的时候
，Khrushchev came to New York meeting.
他呢有一个很奇妙的手腕，把他的鞋脱下来在桌子上打坐。
He removed his shoe and pound on the table.
表示他威风的了。
To show other people how great he was. When he was coming down the airplane,
一个美国记者就是 Mr. Khrushchev, are you an atheist?
So a reporter said, Mr. Khrushchev, are you an atheist?
他说 Yes, I am.
He said, Yes, I am.
但是那个我们怎么知道你讲的是可的话呢？因为你是共产党，你说美国无神的。
So how do we know that you are telling the truth because you are a communist or you're atheist?
他说 I'm really an atheist.
He said, Yes,
我真无神论的。
I'm really atheist.
那个你真的无神论吗
？So this is a truth that you're responding.
God knows I'm an atheist.
God
knows I'm an atheist. 上帝知道我是无神论。
God knows I'm an atheist.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这句话不是从普通人的口讲的。
It is not from ordinary point of people's mouth.
这个跟这个 Brezhnev 这个康德先就造地皮的时候
，When Brezhnev and Carter tried to together for，
他也提到这样的话。
And he mentioned about.
他说 ，Mr. Carter， 如果这次不成功，上帝不喜欢。
He said, Mr. Carter， if we don't have agreement， that God will not be happy.
当邓小到美国来的时候
，When Deng Xiaoping to America，
人家说你读过大学没有
？So other people asked him, have you attended university？
我没有读大学。
He said, No, I never attended.
但是我大学叫做是大学。
Then he said, my university is 社会。
我的几分我也不知道，但是以后上帝我几分我就知道我几分。
I don't know grade, but wait later that God will give me a grade.
这不是一个笑话吗
？Is it a joke？
我告诉你，人的存在。听说已经放在你心里。
Because God says He exists, and the Bible says it's already implanted in your
heart. 这是绝对不能逃避的一件事。
You can never escape absolutely.
你可以镇压他。
You can press it down.
你可以反抗他。
You can really resist it.
你可以麻醉他。
You can enact it.
但你不能逃避他。
You cannot escape.
到某一个人生阶段，这个良心的都会跑出来说：神存在，神存在，神存在。你要到哪里去？
To what in your life path the conscience will come and say God exists, I exist, where are you going?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear friends,
相信上帝存在
To believe the existence of God
根据神用两样的启示来解明出来
And we can rely on the two revelations God gave us
神的启示这个什么意思呢
What is the meaning of God's revelation?
启示真是有许多基督徒乱用
And the word the revelation is being misused by many Christians
我要先解释
Therefore I must
有的人说我得到上帝的启示
A lot of people say I have received revelation
有的人我某天晚上我做梦神启示
And yet last night when I was dreaming, God revealed himself to
me. 我说他说什么
So I said, what are you talking about?
是神启示我
I said, God revealed to me.
那么你得了启示不是
Oh, then you got the revelation.
是的
Yes,
请你录下来成新的一本启示录
So I hope you can record it and become the same revelation.
启示这两个不能随便用
You can really not use this word casually.
神有没有启示呢
Did God reveal to
me? 神有启示
Yes, God has.
但是这个字呢当圣经已清楚解完了已经完了以后
But after the Bible has already finished,
我们就不能随便用这个。
We cannot use this.
那么今天我们要思想上帝整个的启示的这个范畴。
And we want to think about the whole revelation of God.
今天的基督徒只能上帝借着圣经的启示引导我、光我，不是启示我。
We only say God to use the Bible to lead me through the Bible's revelation.
To
illuminate me.
To guide me.
To guide me.
Within the revelation of the Bible.
Within the revelation of the Bible.
这是正确的讲。
And this is the correct thing.
那么上帝启示这个启示这个字什么意思呢
？And when God reveals, what does the reveal mean?
在原来的这个字 apocalypse 的意思就是打开来给你看里面的奥秘。
In the original Greek, the word means to open and let you see the secret.
这太太说：“丈夫啊，今天你生日，我煮了很好的东西给你吃。”
And the wife said, "Husband." Today is your birthday. I have a delicious meal for you.
看你煮什么呢
？So the husband said, "The 蜜糖 What are you cooking?"
你是不是煮蜜呢
？Are you cooking honey?
他不告诉你，我不告诉你。
Oh, I won't tell you.
我很想知道，今天你要给我吃什么
？I want to know what are you cooking.
你告诉我你要吃什么
？What? Tell me what are you cooking?
后来这个太太把那个盖开起来，你看一看就关起来了。
So the wife would just open it a little and.
那个把它开起来，再关起来，开那个叫做启示。
And this is just in the instant opening. This is a revelation.
神启示也是如此。
And God's revelation.
上帝把它关于他的事情打开来，我们看见那个奥秘，那叫做启示。
And God with all things that related to God, He would show. This is revelation.
为什么需要启示呢
？Why we need revelation?
在启示乃是使我理性从有限进到无
Because revelation can make us reasoning from finite to the infinite.
如果我们突破有限界进入无限界，如果没有神的启示，人一定没有办法。
And from the finite to the infinite, without revelation, we cannot use our reason.
我举一个很简单的例子。
Are you very simple illustration?
你是谁？
Who are your teacher?
我问你。
I'm asking you.
我现在问你。
I'm asking you.
他是谁的孩子？你有没有？
Who are you? Do you have a father?
你有没有？
Do you?
我问你啊，例如。他有父亲，那么你父亲叫什么？
Thompson Lam.
啊，他还在吗？
Yes.
啊，他好不好？
Very well.
他哪里？
California.
不这里。
No.
啊，他在那里。你是他的孩子是不是？
Yes.
你怎么懂？
Because I know.
How do you know?
Because he's my father.
Yes, how do you know he's your father?
Because I
was. She's very highly educated, but cannot answer my question. 我在问，你怎么知道他是你的父亲？
Because he is my mother.
My mother told me. Because my mother told me. And didn't your father told me to tell you?
Yes.
Yeah, father told you. 但我问他乱了。他在那里讲，我知道一个父亲，他就是我父亲。怎么知道？因为他是我父亲，所以他是我父亲。
Because he is my father, therefore he is my father.
那么你怎么知道他是你爸爸？
How do you know your father?
因为 he told me.
Because he told.
He told me.
Because he told.
If he didn't tell you.
If he didn't tell you.
Can you understand? 如果他没有告诉你，你会不会知道是你父亲？
If he didn't tell me, could I know that he's my father?
Yeah, ask you. 你怎么知道？啊，因为我像他 ，I look like him.
Because I look like him.
Not necessarily. So,
not necessarily.
啊，我看你越来像你先生。你翻译吧。
He said the more he look like my husband.
有的人像，但是不是他的父亲。
Sometimes they have a similarity, but it's not his father.
我比你那个教会。
In Indonesia, I have a church.
有老伯伯生三个孩子。
The old man has three children.
大女儿嫁的丈夫喊这个女的很像。
And the first, the daughter had a husband looked very similar.
两个孩子娶的两个媳妇也很像。
And the two boys married the two girls, they all look like.
像不一定就是父亲。
To look like, not
necessarily. 我在问他，能不知道你是你父亲的孩子？
Because he told me.
他就回答 ，Because he told me. 这是最好的大女。如果你父亲没有告诉你
，If your father didn't tell you,
I am your father.
I'm your father.
永远不知道他是你父亲。
And you would not know.
不论你的帽子是四方的、三方的。
I don't care whether your head is a four corners or three corners.
不论你有多大的学位
，No matter what kind of education you
have. 你不大学、不大学、不中学，在 study the research in the school 到这国了，你还不讲出 Who is my father?
And no matter what kind of education level you have reached, even though you have a postgrad level, then you cannot think who is your father.
除非你的父亲说 I am father.
Unless your father, I am your father.
所以，当你知道你父亲是你父亲的时候，你要一个信心接受他的启示。
Therefore, when father tells you he is your father, you need a revelation, the faith of revelation.
这是你的，这是你的头脑可以从。
This is the cannot rise from your own thinking.
但是你的父亲告诉你的。
This is what your father tells you.
这个父亲告诉你。
The father tells you.
是一件很重要的。
It's a very important matter.
现在问，如果五个人对 M 说 I'm your father, I'm your father, 五个人都说。哪一个是你父亲？
If five people would tell me they are my father, which one is my father?
那是很困难。
This is difficult.
对，这是自我启示。
Therefore, God revealed himself.
有可能引起别的灵的冒充。
Could it be for somebody else or other spirit revelation?
有别的冒充。
Or to have a
false revelation.
False revelation.
是虚假的承认。
Or a false revelation.
我是你的父亲。
I am revelation.
但是不是。
But in actuality, it's not.
许多抱了别人的孩子来养，到他老没有告诉他你是我的孩子。
And a lot of times that people would adopt children, have other people's children, so they are very old, never tell the child to adopt it.
可能你就是那种。
Maybe you are like that.
所以你一生一直叫爸爸爸爸，是别人爸爸，不是你爸爸。
Therefore, you always call your father, but it's somebody else's name, not your father.
这个如果真的爸爸对你讲了
，If the real father tells you,
你就需要用信心去接受。
You must accept by faith.
你不能证明的。
You cannot prove it.
我的女儿看我的旧照片。
My daughter would be my wedding picture.
后来她大发脾气，她说：“妈妈，为什么你们不请我去？”
She was so angry that she lost it. Said, "Mother, how come you didn't invite me?"
为什么别人结婚你到我请，自己结婚我没有参加
？How come everybody else's wedding I would go? Your wedding I didn't go.
你怎么回答呢？
She,
她说：“你不能去，因为能去的你还没有带。”
You can't go because the ones you can go did not arrive yet.
所以我不能带你去。
So then I cannot.
你是婚姻的产品，而婚姻不是你的产品。
Thus, you are the result of marriage, not the marriage result of you.
神不是我们理性推断出来。
And we cannot use our reasoning.
我们的理性是神所造被造成。
But the reasoning is what God created for us.
那就是上面的启示，我们才能了解它。
For God's revelation, then we can.
那么这个启示用更新的名词来讲，就是叫上帝的显明。
In other words, we can use is manifestation of God.
那么显明什么意思呢？
What is the word?
What 愿意把他自己养成我是你的神。
The God are willing to tell you that I am your God.
如果你相信有一位神，
you believe there's a God.
你就相信他对人有所启示的话。
And if you do not believe that he has some kind of a manifestation,
那么只有两个可能，你的神是使命，或你的神是不顾人的事情。
There's two possibilities. Either he's a God who is dead, or he doesn't care about your sin.
一个死的神不能对人做什么，他也是人。
And but God is dead. He cannot say anything to human beings.
The dead dog, not for
dead. And then he is not a God.
如果一个神他不顾人，他不能对人讲什么，这位神与我们就没有关系。
And if he doesn't care for us, then he has no really a relationship with us.
这个神不但存在的，不但是活，而且是自我显他是谁的那一位。
Not only God exists, he is alive. He is willing to manifest himself to us.
这个启示有两个大范围。
And there are two categories of revelation.
一个范围就是为了使人相信。他存在所显明出来的。
The first is because he wants people to believe that there is existence of God and would manifest.
这样的启示也可以称为自然的或者普遍的启示。
Just we can call a general revelation or natural revelation.
普遍的启示是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning for general revelation?
就每一个人都有。
Everybody has it.
无论这个基督徒、非基督徒、
不
得论的人、相信的人、不信的人，每一个人、有文化的人、
有
受教育的人，每一个人内心的深处都有这个启示。
Everybody in their heart has this kind of
revelation. 这种普遍启示。
This is a general revelation.
分为了两个范围。
And also we have two categories.
这范围是什么呢？
Revelation.
就是上帝造化的自然。
This is the creative nature.
上帝的创造。
And God's creation.
Creation is the first relation in the general relation. 那么上帝的普遍的启示就是创造显明出来。
And he revealed us from the things he created.
创造是一件奇妙的事情。
So creation is a very.
今天我们看见宇宙的存在。
We can see the existence of cosmos, universe.
宇宙的存在，你看见什么呢？
From the universe, what do you see?
如果你只看见了所看见的，没有透过所看见的看见所不看见的。
If you only see the visible, not to see the invisible behind the visible.
那么你所看见的只是现象，不是现象背后的本质。
And therefore, you only see the phenomena of the created, not to see the essence.
这表面的看见是一个很肤浅的看见。
Superficial to the that you see is a very basic
thing. 举个简单的例子。
Very simple illustration.
拿到一张的单。
You have a the poker.
如果你是个没有多大奖的人。
If you don't have too much thinking.
你就这种纸多得不得了，多一张纸多嘛，丢掉吧。
If you don't have a lot of thinking, this is just a piece of paper.
但是如果你有思想。
If you have a thinking.
你就分辨这是什么纸。
Then you can see what it is.
这个纸有什么关系？
What is the relationship with this paper and me?
为什么这个纸前面写这么大，后面写这么小？
Why it's so big in the front, so small in the back?
为什么用黄色？
Why yellow?
为什么这样写法？
Why write it this way?
甚至如果你是印刷的专家，你很清楚看出写这张的人有没有智慧。
And also, if it's a specialist in print, then you know who designed this. Is he what?
这样你不但看见的，你也从看见的看见没有看见的。
Not only you see the visible, you see the invisible.
当你看见没有看见的时候，你的看见是一个特别的看见。
When you see the visible from the when you see the invisible from the visible, this is special.
这里的圣经告诉我们的，看见的并不是从显然之物造出来。
Therefore, says God, so kind of so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
我们用爱因斯坦方程式来做个比喻。
Use the Einstein's equation.
E 等于 mc 平方。
E equals mc.
E is energy.
E equals energy.
Amplitude.
Measure.
Speed of light.
The speed of light.
在这里呢，我们看见 m 是看不见的。
And we can see that measure can see.
E is 看不见的。
Can see E.
那么看得见、看不见之间有一个关系。
There is a relationship between visible and invisible.
当你把原子爆炸了。
When you release the atom,
那个原子的能力就发出来了。这样辐射被分解变成能力的时候，就从能见变成不能见。
And from this material that can create the energy, then the visible to the invisible.
每次原子弹爆炸，都从这个 m 变成这个 e 的一个过程。
Every time they release the atom bomb, it's from m to e.
上帝创造
，God created.
人把它炸掉
，and man destroyed.
上帝创造。
Man, God gave
it. 人把它使用。
And a man would just.
哎，这个箭头是从这里来。
And this is how they.
这个我们念的时候，我们是这样念过去。
But when we read it, we go the
other way. 这个 Einstein 为什么不 m 等于 c 平方 over？ 为什么他要是 e 等于 m 平方？
Why he does not reverse it？
我不知道。
I don't know.
但是自从看见了，有一个箭头从没有看见的到看见的这个事情。
Therefore, there is an arrow from the invisible to the visible.
什么意思呢？
What is the meaning？
能虽然看不见，却是看得见的基本原因。
And energy you cannot galaxy is invisible. It's the cause of this.
所以这一个无限大的上帝用他的能力创造了大自然，难道是一件不可相信的事情吗？
Oh, infinite God, can science, infinite God created this that we see. That is the.
他从看不见的能力创造了看得见的自然，难道不合理的事情吗？Just the energy, invisible energy, is the cause to create the visible world. This is unreasonable.
Is it unreasonable?
又不是不行的事
情。This is not unreasonable. 所以
这个这些圣经很清楚告诉你们。
Therefore, the verse tells.
看见的。
Yes, what you
see. 不是从显然入耳来的。
It's not from what is visible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你们住在这里吗
？And you live here.
这里是世界最出名的交响之一。
And we have a very world-renowned symphony.
Boston Symphony Orchestra.
Boston Symphony Orchestra.
这个交响乐的声音遍了天下。
And all over the world, it can.
唱片卖到许多的地方。
And their records are sell everywhere.
当你跑到 concert hall 里面去的时候。
When you go to concert hall.
你看见指挥。
And you see the conductor.
我讲你不是要去看他的指挥。
I don't think you want to see how to conduct.
你是要去听那音乐。
You want to listen to the music.
但是你听音乐的时候呢。
When you listen to the music.
声音跑出来，照了没有声音的指挥。
Then this music would come out that you can hear. It's really under the conductor.
我盼望你明白我的意思。
You understand what I'm saying?
你是要听得见。
You want to hear what you can hear.
听得见的奏，听不见的指挥。
But this is what you can hear, really under the direction of the happy
here. 如果这个指挥太闷了，一面指挥一面哒哒哒好，一面在那唱的话。
This conductor is so excited, then when he would conduct, would sing along.
你就看见这个听得见的也跑进，这个不应当有声音的跑到有声音的里面不大会。
And you would know that this, he has a voice to this voice. You are the music you ought to hear. It's not correct.
对，听不见的影响听得见。
So therefore, the voice he cannot hear really influences what he can hear.
无论听得见听不见，都是看得见。
But whether you hear or whether you cannot hear, this all.
听得见听不见，虽然看见却受看不见的影响。
But those who can hear or not hear, they are really under the control of those who cannot.
当你听贝多芬的
，When you listen to Beethoven,
你发现了伟大的生命在那里通红，如同风一样的。
You can see this great life really bubbling through.
当你 Mozart 的时候
，When you listen to Mozart,
你觉得好像是羊在草原跑的那种灵活的态度。
When you can feel like the antelopes are jumping on that.
整个 symphony Mozart 不在里面，贝多芬也不在里面。
But in the whole symphony, Mozart's not here, nor Beethoven.
但这些演奏的一定要顺服，要忠心于贝多芬。在一百五年前所讲的话
，But those perform must correspond, must obey, and the Beethoven had in mind.
任你就是看得见的范围里面，你看见了，你接触了，那看不见另外一个范围。
This is from the visible, you see the invisible.
信就是。
And this is what faith is.
圣经告诉我们，在罗马，上帝是看见的，但是借助所造之物，叫我们无可推诿。
God cannot be visible, but through the He created that man, no excuse.
这个世界太奇妙。
This world is
false. 我不能用这个世界来证明上帝。
I cannot use the world to prove God.
因为这个世界不够资格证明上帝。
Because the world is not qualified to prove God.
但这个世界显明上帝。
But you see this world, the manifest.
显明不是证明。
To manifest, not to prove.
证明不是只显明。
To prove is not to manifest.
当你在沙滩上走的时候
，When you walk on the beach,
你发现在沙子面上有脚印。
When you see the footprints on the sand,
你就是刚才有人走过去。
So you somebody has walked through.
你怎么证
？How do you prove it?
因为有脚印嘛。
Because there are.
这个就是证明。
This is proof.
这个不是证明。
This is not proof.
如果这个是证明
，If this is proof,
你把这个脚印拿来放在 microscope 看看那个人。
If you take that out of there and put under microscope, you see the person.
这个和那个人完全没关系。
It's no relationship.
但是这里一个特别的奇妙的现象，就是显明的现象。
It's a really a very strange phenomenon. It's a manifestation.
这个人他过去了。
This walk through.
是显明有人过去。
The manifest that somebody.
沙的本身不能证人。
And the sand itself cannot prove.
但是沙地显明人走过去是事实。
But the prints on sand can manifest someone has walked through.
大自然就是如此。
And this is the same thing with the
prints. 奇妙。
It's full of mystery, wonderful things.
我们人不是越来越进步。
And our scientific knowledge is more and more.
我们不要走路。
So we don't have walk.
我们坐汽车。
We'll ride in a car.
汽车越来越大。
And the more we ride, the bigger car.
汽油少了，越做越小。
And the less gas we have, so we're.
不然大自然的小。
So we're
getting
more cars. And lots more cars.
自己的车都在开机。
And all these cars were running on the.
就把看见的 measure 变成 energy， 以后已经跑出来了。
And from the what we can see, the measure to energy is the gas.
不跑出来。
And it's
so. 跑出来是怎么样呢？
What is it？
就叫 air pollution。
And we call it 空污染。
我们空气污染每天慢慢吸的空气不像过去那样清新。
So therefore, what we breathe is not really like the air we had.
怎么样解决？
How do you?
怎么样解决？
How do you solve?
人很进步吗？
Oh, very.
人的科学很发达吗？
Our scientific
人只能减少air pollution, 不能除灭air pollution.
We can only decrease air pollution, not to eliminate air pollution.
我要问你一个问题。
I want to ask the question.
亚当到现在,
from Adam to now,
千千万万,
so many people, millions and millions,
会把新鲜空气吸进去。
They have put in the fresh air.
把肮脏的空气呼出来,
and they would give you the fresh air. And from fresh air,
请问几千年, 这么多的日子,
but from generation to generation, millions of years, why is the air still fresh?
上帝说,
because God said,
人,
man,
呼出二氧化,
we would carbon dioxide.
上帝说,
God said,
树,
tree,
呼出氧气,
they would give us
oxygen.
Who rearranged all
this? 这个不能证明,
you cannot prove God.
但是显明神的智慧,
this can only manifest the will of God.
所以圣经告诉我们,
therefore the Bible tells us,
上帝的永恒神性已经显明在人的里面,
therefore the eternity of God has revealed to us.
相信神存在不容易,
it's not easy to believe the existence of God.
但是你相信神不存在容易,
but it's easier than to believe that God does not exist.
一个人相信没有神需要的信心比基督的信心更大,
if a man says no God, he needs a really greater faith than a Christian.
一个人相信人是信化而已比相信人是被盗的所需要的信心更大,
and a man who believes in evolution, that the men are derived from evolution, should have a greater faith than the person believes in men are created.
这里面人的理性已经受了污染，所以那个方向已经受了歪曲,
therefore our reasoning has been polluted, therefore our direction has been distorted.
我们就是说到处看见神的道,
of all these things that have created, we can have greater God we have. A young man wants to go have a retreat on the mountain, and he would go to the mountain, and he's a young man that he would, other people would ignore him, that they exist. So therefore he would write on the stone this, oh, he would invade, and then would engrave his name, and it was very beautiful, and he was so strong, and he was looking from far place, and he was really enjoying himself, and he was very satisfied. During those few weeks, he looked at the infinite
sky,
then he looked at all these grounds, and looked at this beautiful magnificent
thing,
and this thinking comes, who created all
this?
My mother?
不是的,
no.
你吗?
Your mother?
也不是,
no.
谁造的呢?
Who created all this? Is it just come from?
自然的来的吧?
Just from the nature?
妈妈不能信,
and he couldn't.
他并有一位我看不见的正在处理这一切,
and then derived the one conclusion, must be there's someone that I cannot see, he is in control of it.
所以他的信心产生出来,
therefore he has a faith.
当他下的时候,
when he comes down the mountain,
他就忘这件事了,
he already forgot this.
他就看见没有上去,
then he saw this, oh God,
他就把自己的名字上去,
then he engraved it.
那个时候他刻的时候是坚决的意志刻,
and he was engraved it with great desire.
所以现在不掉洗不掉,
and he couldn't erase it.
那怎么办?
What was he going to do? But this man had a high IQ.
上面加的是傻瓜说,
the fool says,
傻瓜说没办法,
the fool says there's no God.
留在那里,
then already
您的还是在那里,
his name is there.
他平平安安地回家,
then he was placing
his name. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
the brothers and sisters,
圣经的预言心里说没有上,
Bible says the fool says in the heart there's no God.
英国一个大政治家叫 Sir Thomas Hawke,
you know that there's a great petition in England, Sir Thomas Scott.
他那死了突然间讲几句话,
when he was near dying, he said,
大家听他讲,
and everybody was paying attention.
Before, I never believed God and heaven and hell. Now I believe both.
He said, before, I never believed God and heaven and hell. Now I believe both.
It is too late for me.
It is too late for me.
因为他就把眼睛盖上,
and he closed his eyes.
亲爱的弟兄,
dear brothers and sisters,
我看了我们不懂这些伟大的事情开玩笑,
I hope that you will not treat it casually, lightly, with such a serious, lightning matter. In God's existence, what does he give to us for
faith?
God gives us intuition that exists.
Creation and intuition are two categories in the general revelation from God.
Creating and intuition are two categories under the general revelation of God.
我们借着外界的证明看见神的智慧,
from the outer revelation, we can see the God creator.
我们借着里面内界的impulse一个力量，我正确的判断神的存在。
And from within that, we have this intuition. We know there's a God.
这就是每个人都有的。
Everyone has this intuition.
但是这就放在你的里面。
But God has put this intuition in your heart.
让你把这个正确放我的里面。
Because God has put this intuition in my heart.
所以我们良心的时候告诉我们神存在, 谁存在, 神存在。
In the scriptures that tell us that God exists. God exists. God exists.
我们平常用各样的方法，这个声音压压把它压。
A lot of times we use many methods to press down, to press this feeling.
但是这个声音继续不断的、很忠实的告诉你，神是存在，神是存在。
But this voice has been constantly telling you, God is God.
等大卫年老的时候，他看的书是圣经。
So therefore, when David was old, then he was reading the Bible.
他面临死以前，他最后看的一本书是圣经。
When he was near death, the last book he was reading was the Bible.
你讲这是偶然的？
Is it just coincidence?
你讲这个很简单的事？
It's a very simple matter.
这些人不是普通的人。
These are not simple men.
神的存在是借着宣教向人显明出来的。
Because existing God, He has given us intuition that He exists.
这过来大哲学家 Immanuel Kant 讲一句话。
And a great philosopher of journey, Immanuel Kant.
他说有两件事我越来越害怕。
And he said there are two things that I'm not more afraid.
第一件事是什么呢
？What is first?
就是闪烁光星光的天空。
And
the
first is the starry heaven.
The other, the speaking conscience within my breast.
Then the second is the speaking conscience within my breast.
闪烁星光的天空。
The starry heaven.
我越感到惧怕。
And the more I look, the more
afraid. 里面说话的良心。
And the conscience inside.
我越看越惧怕。
And I'm more afraid.
虽然康德推翻了对自然神论里面证明存在的证据都被他推翻。
Therefore, Kant has really rejected all the thinking that we derive a God from nature.
他否定 cosmological argument.
He rejects the cosmological argument. He has rejected the cosmological argument.
He has rejected the theological argument.
He also has rejected the theological argument.
后来他自己讲的话。
And he said this.
他说道德的责任感是神存在的一个记号。
The responsibility of a moral is the sign for God's existence.
上帝把这道德的责任感放在良心的深处。
God puts a responsibility of morality in your heart.
这个命的冲力太大了。
This has great impact on your life.
你可以否定人的权利。
You can really ignore human authority.
你可以不顾法律制裁。
Maybe you can ignore the law.
但是良心的深处那个声音的冲力太大。
But there is a voice in your conscience telling you.
所以他特别给了哲学的名词来描写这样叫做 categorical imperative 无上的命令神的声音。
Therefore, he said it's categorical imperative. It's God's voice.
创造一次之后，使我们知道神是存在。
Creation intuition let us know that God exists.